This is a celebration series episode of the Faith Conversations podcast. In just 1 year, we have learned so much about God through authentic conversations about personal faith journeys. Enjoy today's quick reflection. Hi, friends. Welcome to day two of our celebration series. This is Jessica Cabrera, your host. As I celebrate 1 year sitting down with people who have shared honestly about how God has worked in their lives, another one of my big takeaways is that there is no right way to find God. And the way you come into a relationship with God does not have a script. There is no template. It is personal, and there's not one way that's better than the other. During nearly every episode, I ask guests to tell us about their background and how they came into a relationship with God. If you listen regularly, you know that they typically tell me about where they're from, how they grew up. They'll share if they grew up in a Christian household or if they grew up with no introduction to God or spiritual things at all. You know, some people grew up Catholic, some people grew up Jewish, Hindu, Muslim, agnostic, all over the place. And they'll share if they are from, like, sometimes they'll tell us if they're from a loving home, or maybe they'll tell us about some brokenness that was in their home when they were growing up, and just basically paint the picture of what life was like before they came to know Jesus. And then everybody ends up sharing a turning point, or maybe a moment when God really became real to them on a very personal level. Some people have that turning point at a very young age, and others have that later in life. And most will share about their baptism as well. That tends to be a really meaningful memory for people. And I keep on thinking that I've heard it all. But I am constantly hearing something new. It's wild. I mean, you guys should check out Katie Simpson's episode on April 7th, and you're going to hear the funniest baptism story that I've heard so far on this podcast. And honestly, a couple weeks after her, on April 21st, Nicole Townsend's episode, while she was talking to me, she realized that she had a transformation story that she didn't know she had. She literally sat down and said, well, I don't really have a transformation story. And then she told me her story and realized while she was telling it to me, oh my gosh, I do have a transformation story. So that was kind of fun. We had fun with that one. But what it comes down to is that there's just not a script for how you are saved. There's not just one right way, but there is simply a script for who saves. Listen to what Jesus says to his disciples before his betrayal and crucifixion as he reveals to them for the first time that he's going to be going away soon. So at the end of John 13, Peter asks, Lord, where are you going? And Jesus answered him, where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow later. Okay. Then they have a little bit more conversation. And then in the beginning of John 14, he continues and he's basically like comforting his disciples because they're upset that he's telling them that he's going away. And he says to them in John 14, 1 through 6, do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you, because I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I am coming again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you also will be. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is his most direct statement of saying that he is the way to God. So let's not get caught up with how we come into a relationship with him. Let's just think about the miracle of actually being in a relationship with him. Some are invited into an opportunity to get to know God. Others will like seek out God, you know. Some are going to grow into a knowledge of God over time. And then others are just going to have this like instantaneous salvation experience where something happens and boom, they make a decision and then they have complete, you know, salvation experience and freedom. I'll say that if you're burdened and heavy laden with the weight of the world on your shoulders, by coming to him, you will be set free. You will be liberated and released from that bondage. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Okay, so what about those of you listening who've lived a really wholesome life? And maybe you're not sure if you even need Jesus. I would say come to him. Because in Ephesians 2:8-9, it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, not as a result of works. We are not saved by our own effort. It is a gift from God." Okay, let's say you don't identify with that and you're living a very destructive lifestyle, or maybe you used to live a destructive lifestyle and you feel like you can't come to God because of that. Or maybe you're currently living a lifestyle that is unhealthy or destructive and you feel like you can't come to the Lord because of that. I would say seek after the Lord. Jeremiah 29:13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." There is no template. There's no criteria for this. This is just about turning to him because he saves. Mark 2:17 says, "It is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Think about, if you know anything about the Bible, you'll see that Jesus associated with sinners. And in fact, he called out the Pharisees, who were supposed to be the most righteous people of the time, and told them about how he was the way, not through their works or their performance or, you know, their prestige as a leader. That is not what gets them into a relationship with God. It's through humility and surrender and love and accepting the grace that is freely given to us to save our souls. That's how you come into a relationship with God. And I want to say for all the believers that are listening who have maybe known God your whole life, maybe you were raised to know God and you feel like there's hasn't really been hardly a day in your life when you didn't know God. Please don't feel like you have less of a story to tell. I want you to rest assured, your life is an answer to prayer, and it is a miracle. I would encourage you guys to go back to Katie Hagen's story from October 7th of 25. In her episode, she talks about how her pastor's prayer that there would never be a day when this child does not know God actually released her from an insecurity she was carrying, that she was basically thinking that she hadn't had this big transformational moment in her life, so she was less of a Christian because of it. And that prayer kind of freed her from that. So feel free to go back and listen to her share about that, because it's very, very powerful. There is just not one way to come into a relationship with God or to experience that. So for anyone listening that might be curious to learn more about how diverse people's experiences can be, and you're not sure where to start listening in this podcast, I would actually point you to listen to a series or a season that we did with pastors and ministry leaders. It is in the first year of the podcast, between December 2nd of 2025 and February 10th of 2026. There are 12 episodes, and everyone interviewed works in full-time ministry in a church. And I thought it was so cool to hear how different their stories were, and yet they all became so convinced of the Bible and the gospel of Christ that they ended up dedicating their lives to full-time ministry. It's a very cool series of episodes to listen to, because they did not all come from Christian homes. They were not all brought up to think this or to believe this. And many of them had very troubled lives before coming to Christ. And some of them grew up with the faith and the knowledge of God being cultivated within their life over time. So everyone's very, very different, but they all came to the same conclusion and actually changed their life in a way that they ended up going into full-time ministry over it. Just know that God is writing his story on earth, and he's invited us into that story. And by his great love and grace, he came to earth and put on flesh and dwelt among us so that he could take the penalty of our sin on our behalf, and he frees us from the penalty of death, and he opens the doors for us to have eternal life through faith. So it doesn't matter where you are on your journey. You can be young or old. You can be from a Christian household or not. If you feel like you've got it all together, or if you feel like you're a hot mess, this past year of podcast episodes has taught me that there is no right way to come to know him. Guys, there's just the right time. And that time is right now. This was a huge takeaway from this year, and I think it was worth celebrating. I hope you enjoyed today's quick conversation, and I hope you'll join us again tomorrow for another short episode of this celebration series. Go to the description of today's episode to find more information about what we discussed. If you like this podcast, please click follow, share it with a friend, or leave us a review. And get excited, because new episodes release every week.